It's the 2nd of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Labour councillor representing Limbley believes that Luton should be funded like a London borough as budgetary costs spiral out of control. Rob Rolsh, who is also Luton Borough's council financial portfolio holder, believes that Luton should be made a priority of the government. LBC should be funded as a London borough. We've the same problems, the austerity programme, the impact of COVID, inflation and now the cost of living. Mohammed Hussein, the Labour councillor for Farley, said that demand in the special needs budget has risen by 40%, adding, "Nobody expected inflation to go to 11% or the interest rate to triple from where it started. Factors you can't budget for. What happens nationally has an impact on your budget." A 4-metre holly wreath will be placed at Bedford's Silver Faces sculpture close to the High Street to mark Small Business Saturday in the town centre. The event will promote local shopping options. The decoration was created by Jane Hutchin and will be installed later today. Beginning today, trains on the Marston Vale line between Bedford and Bletchley have been cancelled by operator London North Western Railway. The issue is related to Viva Rail, the company which provided and maintained the restored train stock from the London Underground currently running on the line. Viva Rail has now gone into administration. Train services will be replaced by buses for the foreseeable future. Bedford's Jane Butcher plans to climb the highest mountain, Aconcagua, in the South American Andes Range to raise money for Cancer Research UK. The yoga instructor's father is currently undergoing treatment for bladder cancer. She can be supported through her fundraising page on the Cancer Research UK website. That's it for this week. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.